8:55 p.m. I glare at the clock, struggling not to squirm or fidget. Breathing deeply to try and calm my racing heart, I force my eyes away from the ticking hands. I've always wondered whether you put that clock on the wall just for decoration or because you knew it would slowly push me to the brink of insanity. 8:56 p.m. You're going to come home at 9. I know you're going to come home at 9. Every day you message me the exact time you'll be home so I can be ready for you, only changing it if you have to stay late for work. Tonight you went to dinner with your work friends and wanted me to be ready for your return. At 9 o'clock. Sharp. Not 1 minute before. Not 1 minute after. 8:57 p.m. Waiting. Naked, open, and buzzing with desire. I need you so bad. 8:58 p.m. I know you tell me the time so I can be ready for you when you arrive, but I don't think you expect me to be ready so early. I'm always ready at least half an hour before you get home. I know I glare at the clock, but waiting for you truly calms my mind. It brings a special kind of peace. I open myself to you and wait for you to take me as I am. 8:59 p.m. My eyes close, shutting out the clock. You're going to be home so soon. I just have to wait. Just a little longer. My mind always gets far too excited when you come home, so I'm very grateful that you gave me this simple task to follow before you arrive. I kneel on the mat you laid out by the door, legs spread wide and my ass resting on my heels. My hands lay gently against my thighs, palms up and open an offering to you. My hair has been brushed until it falls in shiny, soft waves down my back. I sit tall and proud for you, head held high while my eyes remain downcast. The room's cool air brushes across my naked skin, creating a soft wave of goosebumps. My nipples are pebbled and aching, more from my need for you and less because of the chill. I breathe deeply, trying but failing to calm the excitement zipping through my veins. I can feel my excitement making my pussy slick. I worry I might one day leave a mess for you to come find when you come home. A mess I can't cover up, can't shy away from. Some days I crave you so much I practically drip for you before you're even in the room. Today's one of those days. My body tenses up when the lock clicks. Without looking up, I know the time. 9 p.m. You're home. The door unlocks and swings open, causing every muscle in my body to grow taut. In 3 long strides, you stand before me. Your black dress shoes shine within my line of sight with your dark gray slacks. I smile softly and try my hardest not to look up. You always look so handsome after work, but the gray is kind of my favorite. You walk to my left, placing your bag below the coat rack and hanging your jacket. I feel your eyes roam every inch of my body as you remove your tie. The soft sound and movement makes me even more needy. Needy for you. A small sound leaves the back of my throat, mumbled by my closed lips but still audible to your keen ear. You chuckle, laughing at my desire as you reach down, letting one finger trace the edge of my face. My skin flushes, but my head remains high, no matter how much I want to duck and hide. When you reach my chin, you apply pressure, bringing my face upwards as you step towards me. With your eyes clashing with mine, your right foot tucks underneath my open body, lifting up as you drag your foot backwards. With agonizing slowness, the top of your shoe drags through my knee, in turn dragging out a whimper I wish I could contain. It tells too much, far more than I can bear to say. You tell me to look down, see the mark of a dirty girl I left behind. See the sheen marring your once spotless shoe. You bring my eyes back to yours as you tell me to clean up my mess. With arms held firmly behind my back and eyes up as much as possible. Doubtful of myself but determined to make you proud, I lean forward, tossing my hair to the left so I can see your face. My body strains to hold the position, but I lower myself until my mouth rests upon your shoe. You watch my every move with calculating eyes. With small kisses and licks, I clean your shoe to the best of my ability, body shaking in the last moments, but staying until it's spotless once more. When I'm once again upright, your stern gaze changes. There's a tender fondness there that makes me beam from the inside out. In a tone that's soft yet firm, your words guide me back to the living room. Your hand rests on the back of my head as my body follows your command. I crawl across the floor in slow, fluid movements. I always feel like a panther under your gaze. Sensual, sleek, self-assured. The feeling of your hand smoothing down my hair as we stop almost makes me purr like the tamed wildcat. We haven't stopped in front of the couch as I had anticipated, but rather in the space between the couch and the large windows. You leave my side for a moment, turning off most of the lights and walking back to pull one of the side chairs forward. It's the chair. Your chair. The one I can never let anyone else sit in because it would be wrong in every possible way. The dark leather of the Chesterfield is lush and comfortable, but it becomes a throne whenever you're seated in it. I wait for the sound of you sitting in the chair, but instead yelp in surprise as I'm lifted from the ground. Together, we fall back into the chair, and I curl up against your chest in giddy delight, more than happy to join my lord on his throne. You turn me around so I'm straddling your lap, with my ass resting on your thighs. As your hands slip underneath my hair, you ask me if I remember what today is. It's the 4th of July. How could anyone forget? I jump at the opportunity to retell some of the day's activities. In my excitement, I would have described it all in far too much detail, but as your hands start to glide over my heated flesh, I become distracted, to say the least. You listen to every word with a warm smile on your face, well aware of the effect you're having. Your touch reaches lower and lower with each pass, and I quickly wrap up the story before I become incoherent. My eyes flutter shut at the feel of your warm hands palming my ass, almost missing you ask about the rest of the night. Of course, the large fireworks display is due to happen in a few minutes, but I'm okay with missing it. There were a few smaller displays that I had seen throughout the week, and I'd much rather spend this time with you. We'll probably hear the fireworks from here anyway. Your eyes flash as a sly smirk crosses your face just before you ask me if I think the neighbors would let us join their watch party. Confused, I pull back slightly. At the smug jerk of your chin, I turn to look over my shoulder. My body freezes as I notice the scene behind us. On the rooftop of the building across the street, a party is in full swing. People are grilling and drinking and laughing away, waiting for the fireworks. How could I forget? The fireworks were visible from our area. Hell, if we lived on the other side of the building, we could watch from our room. Our apartment is to the right of their rooftop party, though, and a few levels above them. They won't notice us at all in the darkened... With wide eyes, I turn back to face you. Yes, the room is dark, but selectively so. All of the lights behind us are turned off, but the two lamps left on are pointing at us like spotlights. Without backlights, every dip and curve would be visible to any watchful eyes. Blunt nails dig into the flesh of my ass, kneading my skin and exposing my holes. Now that I am aware of your plan, you hold nothing back. Flipping me so my back is against your front, you spread my legs wide, placing each of my knees on the outside of yours, and telling me not to move them. You bring your hands up to cup my breasts, pinching and pulling my nipples. You tell me we're going to put on a show to compete with the fireworks. Your hands move down, gliding over the soft skin of my belly and coming to rest against my inner thighs. Your fingers find my core, sliding through my wet heat. Your left hand spreads the lips of my pussy open as your right applies pressure to my aching clit. With every swirl and flick, I melt against you a little bit more. My head tosses and turns, lost in a haze of pleasure. Bleary eyes casually look out the window, locking on to the wide-eyed man staring right back. His mouth parts slightly, never looking away from us. Completely mortified, I turn my face into your chest, desperately trying to close my legs. Your hand is quick to correct the misstep, raining swift, firm spanks against my open pussy. The 20 stinging spanks against my sensitive pussy only amplify my need for you, but I can't stop looking at the man with worry. Following my gaze, you see the man who has been watching us. Smirking in his direction, you turn my torso and duck your head, biting and sucking on the closest nipple. The man drops his beer, leaning so far over the edge of the roof that I worry he might fall over at any second. Bringing your right hand to your lips, you suck my wetness off your finger before pushing too deep into my pussy. Your fingers curl upwards, sliding into me over and over again. You push me closer towards the edge with every pump, telling me to show the other man exactly how I fall apart. With the words whispered against my ear, it becomes a battle I can no longer fight. The pleasure flows through me, exploding like the fireworks being shot off outside. I slowly come down, trembling slightly, but safe within your arms. Though the man looks close to pleasuring himself in front of all of his friends, you want to push me and him just a little bit further. You pull me up, walking me on weakened legs towards the window, pressing me up against the glass. You take me from behind, fucking me long after the fireworks stop. Our panting breath mingles together, fogging up the glass window as we slowly come back to earth. Wrapped around each other, it feels like nothing else matters. We stay there for a long while, reveling in the moment, and stretching it out as long as possible. Eventually, you slip out of me, keeping me close and watching intently as the small trail of cum trickles down my thigh. You tell me how much you love seeing a physical sign of your claim as you kiss my neck. Leaning down, you swipe a small bit of your cum with your index finger and bring it up for me to suck. I suck it slowly, with a gentle reverence, just thankful for you. As an afterthought, you glance out the window, catching the man's hungry gaze right as he is pulled away by an oblivious friend. Giving him a small, cheeky wave, you turn back to me, guiding me back to our bed. Later that night, I curl up against you, marked by your cum, exhausted and happy as can be. Did anyone else see us? I'm not so sure. Guess we'll just have to ask the neighbors.